It's a plane. It's a bird. It's the British national anthem. It's a prayer. King George II ruled England in 1745. Bonnie Prince Charlie was in Edinburgh, Scotland. He led a rebellion against the king. There was a huge battle. Bonnie Prince Charlie won. Soon, the bad news reached London. The band leader at the Theatre Royal on Drury Lane had an idea. He performed God Save the King after a play. The custom of greeting the monarch with this song became a tradition. The coronation ceremony for the kings and queens of Great Britain goes back to the year 732 AD. The similarities between today's ceremony and that of the kings in the House of David are amazing. The king or queen is received at the door of Westminster Abbey by political and ecclesiastical dignitaries and is then led inside. The choir sings Psalm 122, written by King David. The Archbishop of Canterbury presents the new monarch to the people. The monarch is announced to the four corners of the world. With each announcement, the people give their consent with the proclamation, God save the Queen. The people of Israel shouted the same words for Saul, their first king. When most people hear God Save the Queen played, they think of it only as the British national anthem. But it's much more. Although most people don't normally sing their prayers, God Save the Queen is a prayer to God on behalf of the monarch. There are different types of prayer, including questions, thanksgiving, and requests. Which type of prayer do you think God Save the Queen is? Hint, it might be more than one type. Most countries treasure the national anthem, but it's just a national anthem. In the case of the British, their national anthem has a dual purpose. It's their anthem and a prayer for the monarch. As the British would say, lovely.